An Amazonian neighborhood would have been built around the Seneca One Tower and a surrounding group of high-rises and replacements for current structures like the Buffalo News headquarters. In Rochester, the Xerox Tower and Kodak Tower Commons would have been the anchors. Either would have needed major construction because Amazon wanted offices and homes for 50,000 workers. Invest Buffalo Niagara played a key role in preparing the proposal. Business Development Director Alan Rosenhock says redesigning a section of the city was something new, even for trains. City planners on the staff.
Envisioning a massive downtown campus like this is not something we've been asked for to do before. I mean, we are in a business that is client driven. So we get out in front and we market our region to companies and site selection consultants proactively, but ultimately, it's when, you know, that's in order for them to understand our assets.
Rosenhock says it won't be clear until Amazon chooses its second headquarters site exactly what the computerized merchant has been looking for to attract the company and its economic boost. Local governments had offered around $500 million in tax breaks, and New York State offered more incentives. Since New York City is one of the finalists, it's not clear what Albany is offering and won't be until the process is complete. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.